Well done. Akasaki was the best bet of the weekend for Brad Davidson and got the cash as well. G'day, Brad. Well done, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for that. Hopefully, a few of the listeners secured those early odds of, $10 plus. I know he's well backed on the day, and a big tip from a lot of people out there. So he started about $6, but hopefully a few people got the big odds there on Friday and finished in front for the weekend.
It felt like all of Scone was on it, actually, to tell you the truth.
It was a funny race, wasn't it? It took off at the 200 and I thought, oh, well, we're home here. And then all of a sudden, fell in a hole the last few metres. And I thought, have we got it? Have we held on? But luckily, we're able to hold on and get the photo.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people, I know we were cheering and we got the cash out of that particular race. Now, what's happened with Minari, mate?
Yeah, news through late last night. Unfortunately, he's re-injured that suspensory. So it's all over for Minari again. He's back off the stud. So we won't see him back on the racetrack, unfortunately. Of course, last time he was at stud, I think he was only about one third of the mares he served got in foal there. So we'll see how he goes back at stud. Hopefully they can manage him right and get the results there. But disappointing news for race fans there. I know a lot of people after his truck gallop the other day in particular were looking forward to seeing him return to the track. But unfortunately he's had that setback and he'll be back to stud.
Osborne Bulls. What do you do with Osborne Bulls now? Do we stick for the Stradbroke?
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do, but look, it's I know a few people are starting to question whether he's having a crack. I don't think there's any issue there. I mean, the way he finished and hit the line again the other day, I don't think that's the situation. I just think it's more the fact that when you are a horse that gets back and you're a back marker, you do need everything to go right to win, and he hasn't had that lately. I think he finished second now his last five or six starts, so. He flashed home again, and obviously the Bostonian causing the ball over there in the 10,000. Nature Strip, the year must probably backfire there, didn't they? He was just a bit casual in the race, and he was wide throughout, but put in a pretty enormous effort, really, to finish where he did as well, considering the run he had. But everyone thought it was the race in two, and then the roughy gets up. It's often the case. But, I think if you're an Osborne Bulls fan, he'll get his Group 1 one day. He's just got to keep on... he's got to get the right run. We get everything set up, of course, with the back marker. And it's just disappointing that he keeps on going down narrowly.
Hey, Brad, I want to ask you, do we see a potential, a future star in Libertini on the weekend and Group 1 winner in the of the future?
Yeah, I think she could easily go to that level for sure. She's at least group class. And I think she's destined for big, big things. Nice ride there by Tommy Berry on the weekend to get her outside the lead, and she did it in the hand canter as expected. And her only defeat now is the kindergarten on debut, where she clocked the best late splits of the entire day as the 2-year-old on debut. So she's very, very good. She probably has to obviously raise that bar another length or two to go to that Group 1 level in the spring. But when you're talking about 3-year-old fillies at the same time, she definitely looks destined to go there. And be fascinating to follow her career over the next couple of years and just see how far she can go.
Yeah, I thought she'd go to the JJ Atkins.
She looks very, very good.
I mean, they're looking after, which is terrific to see.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? That's the thing. They'll look after her, and she's so dynamic as well. It'd be interesting to see whether they would have been able to get her out to a mile. But she's definitely on track for some big things in the spring. And like you said, they're looking after her. Go for a break now and back for some big majors then.
Yeah, another big race meeting up there at Doomben on the weekend.
Yeah, Doomben Cup. It's going to be an interesting one. Chris Boller's going to have a host of runners, as will Chris Lee. So should be a good field. Just seeing whether likes of Fierce Impact, who just missed in the Scone Cup the other day. I think he's on the borderline of whether he'll get a run up there. He sort of firmed into, I think it was $8 after that Scone Cup the other day. So we'll see whether he gets a run, but Chris Waller up to five runners. Chris Lee's have about four, including, of course, Jim Song and 60s Groove. I think Big Duke might be heading up there. Don't quote me on that. But, he's got four, I think, heading up as well. So it should be a good race and pretty open race this year up for grabs, definitely, for someone informed to grab that Group 1.
Absolutely. We look to forward discussing all of these issues in Punters Postmortem after 9 o'clock. Thanks, Brad.
Cheers, guys.